This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, January 14th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Ellie. Here's today's headlines. USDA wraps up competition work. Warren Peppers beset with questions and more opposition to RFK Jr. USDA finalizes poultry tournament rule, withdraws unfair practices rule. The Biden administration is putting the finishing touches on its regulatory agenda ahead of President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration. USDA's finalizing a rule barring poultry integrators from paying producers reduced rates in tournament ranking systems. The rule being announced today still allows for competitive bonuses. USDA also is withdrawing a rule further defining practices that can be deemed unfair under the Packers and Stockyards Act, citing the complexity and length of time needed to finalize that regulation. Knowing that we didn't have enough time to finish the process, we thought it was the wisest course to withdraw the rule, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack told reporters. By the way, the National Chicken Council argued earlier that restrictions on the tournament system could harm the industry's best farmers while raising costs for consumers and stifling innovation. To learn more, you can read our story at www.agripulse.com. Warren presses Bessent on policy positions ahead of hearing. Senate Finance Committee member Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts is demanding answers from Trump's selection for Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent about how he plans to cut the U.S. budget deficit, preserve the independence of U.S. agencies, and fund Trump's tax cuts and tariff plans. Bessent, an investor and hedge fund manager, hasn't had a high-profile career in public office, Warren said in a 31-page letter with 180 questions. So Warren is requesting clarification on Bessent's policy positions before the panel votes on his confirmation, a hearing scheduled for Thursday. The Massachusetts senator said the answers, quote, will be critical to assessing how you plan to lead the Treasury Department. Rice producers. Dominican Republic is violating trade commitments. U.S. rice producers are accusing the Dominican Republic of violating its commitments under a regional free trade agreement. President Luis Abinader signed a decree last month to protect the domestic rice industry. Its measures establish a tariff rate quota for U.S. rice imports that will allow 23,300 metric tons to enter each year duty-free. Any additional imports will face a 99% tariff. Under the Dominican Republic Central America Free Trade Agreement, the country was expected to fully open its market to U.S. rice on January 1 after a 17-year tariff and quota phase-out period. Said Bobby Hanks, it is frustrating to see yet another country slide back on its commitments and negatively impact U.S. rice exporters. He's chair of the USA Rice International Trade Policy Committee. The Dominican Republic is self-sufficient in rice but faces high production costs. UN Comtrade data show the U.S. exported more than $32 million of rice in 2023. It had a quota of 18,080 metric tons. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Environmental Research Group pushes Senate to oppose Kennedy. An environmental research group is urging the Senate to oppose Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s confirmation as Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services over concerns he could, quote, wreak havoc on U.S. agriculture. A Breakthrough Institute will send a letter today to Senate leaders John Thune of South Dakota and Chuck Schumer of New York, urging them to oppose Kennedy's nomination. Specifically, the group takes issue with Kennedy's critical stance on pesticides and genetically modified crops. At the helm of HHS, Kennedy would have little authority to regulate pesticides. Still, the group writes that he could more strictly enforce residue limits, impose testing requirements, or pressure EPA to deny new pesticide registrations. Additionally, the group is concerned Kennedy could prioritize initiatives like expanded safety assessments that slow biotechnology innovation or curb the use of existing genetically modified crops and livestock. The group say in the letter, quote, given his stated vision for the future of food and farming, placing Mr. Kennedy at the head of HHS could wreak havoc on U.S. agriculture. By hamstringing technological advances and crucial inputs key to the maintenance of U.S. agriculture abundance and global competitiveness, he will make life harder for agricultural producers, decrease food production, and increase food prices for American consumers. The state of play? Well, the Senate will begin confirmation hearings this week for several of the incoming President Donald Trump cabinet nominees. Kennedy's hearing has not yet been set, but the nominee spent last week meeting with both Republican and Democratic senators. USDA limits imports from Germany over foot-and-mouth fears. U.S. Department of Agriculture has restricted imports of livestock and processed and unprocessed animal products from Germany following a detection of foot-and-mouth disease in the country. The case, Germany's first in almost four decades, was detected in a water buffalo herd on the outskirts of Berlin. Accordingly, USDA's Animal and Pet Health Inspection Service has barred imports of German livestock like cattle, sheep, swine, and goats. Horses will also be subject to additional procedures, including a pre- and post-import decontamination. Processed pork and ruminant products arriving via cargo will need an APHIS Veterinary Services import permit or a certification confirming the product was treated in line with APHIS requirements. Shipments of unprocessed products are banned, quote, with limited exceptions, APHIS said in a statement. Here's today's final word. In contrast to some of the disappointment coming from the biofuel industry, Patrick Gruber, CEO of Gevo, seemed optimistic about the Treasury Department's proposed guidance on the 45Z tax credit for clean fuel producers. In an interview with AgriPulse, Gruber said the proposal successfully balanced a lot of the concerns from different stakeholders and set up a policy that is likely to endure under a Republican administration and Congress. Some of the remaining details are still to come as the industry awaits USDA's proposed guidance on climate-smart agriculture and the updated 45Z GREET model from the Department of Energy. Gruber said, quote, I think it was an honest effort to make something that survives regime changes, which is what we need if we're going to have investment. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, January 14th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.